Charlotte, January 2008. It had started as a stain in the outline of a stingray on the ceiling in the dining room. A watermark. An indication that there was something wrong with the pipes in the upstairs bathroom. But the watermark spread until it no longer looked like a stingray, but a whole tide, and half the ceiling seemed to have been steeped in tea leaves. The plumber fussed around under the sinks and beneath the front panel of the tub for about an hour before he reappeared in the kitchen, where I was boiling down spaghetti sauce.
"Acid," he announced.
"No, just marinara."
"In the pipes," he said. "I don't know what you've been flushing down there, but it's eroding them." "The only stuff we've been flushing is what everyone else flushes. It's not like the girls are doing chemistry experiments in the shower."
The plumber shrugged.
"I can replace the pipes, but unless you fix the problem, it's just going to happen again."
It was costing me $350 just for this visit, by my calculation. We couldn't afford it, much less a second visit. "Fine." It would be another $30 for paint to cover the ceiling, and that was if we did it ourselves. And yet here we were, eating pasta for the third time this week, because it was cheaper than meat, because you had needed new shoes, because we were effectively broke. It was nearly 6 o'clock, the time Sean usually walked through the door. It had been almost 3 months since his disastrous deposition. Not that you would have known it had ever happened from our conversations. We talked about what the police chief had said to a local newspaper about an act of vandalism at the high school, about whether Sean should take the detective's exam. We talked about Amelia, who had yesterday gone on a word strike and insisted on pantomiming. We talked about how you had walked all the way around the block today without me having to run back and get your chair because your legs were giving out. We did not talk about this lawsuit. I had grown up in a family where, if you didn't discuss a crisis, it didn't exist. My mother had breast cancer for months before I realized it, and by then it was too late. My father...